Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. So happy to have you with me again today, and just a joy to be able to know that you're learning the Word of God and studying through it. I encourage you to do these kind of things on your own and just ask the Lord to bless you while you do it, and you will grow in your relationship with Him. That's the point of this whole podcast, just going scripture by scripture, line upon line, precept by precept, so that we all will grow in the Word of God and in our relationship with Him. We want to pray to Him as we begin today, so pray with me if you will. Heavenly Father, again, it's such a joy to come before You and Your Word, knowing that You desire for us to know You, and that You've given us the Scriptures so that we can know You. And Lord, I pray by Your Holy Spirit, You will guide us into all truth today. Lead us step by step through Your Word. Open our hearts and minds, our eyes and ears to be able to receive from You. Lord, we come before You humbly, knowing that we don't know, but You do. And we ask that You teach us today. We bless You and we thank You for this time together. In Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is, We Alienated, Enemies Reconciled. It's taken from the book of Colossians, chapter 1 and verse 21. After declaring the Colossian church members the peace with God that was made possible by Jesus shedding His blood on the cross, Paul the Apostle told them all things were reconciled to Jesus through His sacrifice. All things, both visible and invisible, were bought back or bought back to God through the purchase price of Jesus' blood. In chapter 1 and verse 21 of his letter to the Colossians, Paul shows the church members how they were alienated and enemies of the Lord, but now they are reconciled to Him. We read, "And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now has He reconciled." The verse begins, "And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works." Paul reminds the Colossians of their previous status with God, sometime alienated, which means estranged or shut out from one's fellowship and intimacy. And enemies, or hated, odious, hateful, hostile, hating and opposing one another in your minds, which refers to understanding, feeling, desiring, spirit, way of thinking and feeling, thoughts, either good or bad. Paul then adds how they demonstrated their adverse ways to God by wicked works, or bad, of bad nature or condition, evil and wicked acts, deeds or things done. The actions of the Colossians not only alienated them from the Lord, but also made them His enemies to Him. The verse continues, yet now has He reconciled. Paul begins this next section with the verse with yet, which means but, moreover, by distinction and exception, now has He reconciled, or brought back again, or to bring back from a former state of harmony. Though the Colossian church members were once the enemies of God and alienated from Him, they were now brought to a place of harmony with God through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. As we ponder these words, our hearts should be rejoicing to the reconciliation with God that has been afforded by Jesus Christ. We, like unto the Colossians, were alienated, estranged from, and shut out with intimacy with God because of our hatred, wickedness, and opposing thoughts and ways. We were as enemies to the Lord. However, because of Jesus Christ shedding His blood upon the cross at Calvary, we can now be reconciled with Him. Although Paul desired to show how Jesus was deity because of the influence of the Gnostic heresy, we gain the benefit of knowing Jesus' activities to bring all who will back into a relationship with God. May we enjoy our state of reconciliation, and may the Lord help us to realize what a magnificent sacrifice He made on our behalf. Next time, Paul will share the reasons why the church members of Colossae were reconciled. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.